Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In sports, Behind the Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday morning. Hopefully everybody had an awesome weekend. A little bad weather, but we got through it. A little chilly out there today, though, but, you know, layer up. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? You got to make up his damn mind.
Yeah.
What it want to do, man.
A little confused out there.
Man, you got to get these toes out, man, and I got to come back up. So, you know, they ain't used to all that socks on and socks off type stuff, man. But
you're going
to
confuse your toes.
Confuse my damn toes. But yeah, it was hopefully everybody had a great, busy sports weekend, man. Obviously, the Braves had a big series. They did not get swept.
They did not.
And I don't know, I saw that they'd never swept the Braves in how many ever tries.
Yeah, they'd never lost a season series to the Dodgers over.
Oh, okay.
In their Atlanta Braves history.
Whatever makes you feel good.
Yeah. Well, they kept that alive.
Yeah, kept that alive.
Kept that streak alive.
Yeah, but, and hung on last night. And, anyways, we'll get to that in a minute. But the champ is here. The champ is here. What's going on, champion?
Yeah.
I saw you with your trophy and everything. What happened?
Well, the good people of Smyrna congregated,
uh-huh.
And we all played golf, and I emerged victorious.
How did this happen?
Well, they just kind of went door to door. Now, there's a tournament every year at Fox Creek in Smyrna,
uh-huh.
Fox Creek Golf Course. Today, Saturday and Sunday, it's called the Arthur Bacon Smyrna City Championship.
Okay.
Arthur Bacon was the mayor of Smyrna for years and years.
Right.
He's our beloved former mayor. The city hall is named after
right.
him. He's a big guy, big deal
okay.
up in Smyrna.
All right.
And so they've been doing this tournament for a while. I don't know how long it's been going on for, but I was up there randomly a couple years ago. The Saturday of it, just to hit balls at the range. And I was like, what's going on? This is pretty cool.
Right.
And they were like, oh, it's a 2-day tournament. And I was like, oh, I wish I would have known about it. And then wasn't able to do it the last couple of years just because, you know, we're always out of town or whatever.
Right.
And so it worked out this year. And so, yeah, 2-day tournament, Saturday and Sunday.
There you go.
I shot one under.
Damn, homie.
On Saturday. I shot a round of golf under par for the first time. Literally, I haven't done that since I was 20 years old.
Okay.
I've never played that well in my life. Like, hey, honestly, never played that
well
in my life.
Pressure was on, baby.
Yeah, the pressure.
Here we go.
There was a little pressure yesterday, though. Like, I didn't play as – I shot 4 over yesterday.
Right.
So I shot 3 over for the weekend. Won my flight by 6 strokes.
There we go.
Which was pretty Scotty Scheffler of me.
Ass kicking.
Won the long drive yesterday. So I got a gift certificate for that.
What'd you get?
$50.
There we go. $50 you ain't have.
Yeah. It got $100 for the win for coming in first.
Look at you.
Got a badass trophy.
Yes, I saw the trophy.
I should have brought with me.
Now, first of all, okay, now that's what got me because I saw the trophy. You got the trophy, you kissed and everything. Like, that little peon, dollar.
I was pretty drunk.
The dollar store trophy that you got for the bowling thing, we can't find that one, right?
Oh, no, they're right next to each other.
No. You got to throw his little ass on.
Well,
that's a beautiful trophy.
It's really cool.
Yeah, man.
I again, like, I've never won a trophy that cool before in my life.
I love it. I saw that. I saw the pictures last night. I was like, look at my guy.
No, I was walking on air yesterday.
There you go.
Did you
drink out of it?
No. That's the only thing that's frustrating. The top doesn't come off. Oh, it's like a big piece of ceramic, and they painted it, but it's nice. It's nice and heavy. I won a raffle yesterday, too, so I won a box of Pro Vs. And they gave you four drink tickets for the tournament. So I had four tall cans of Tropicalia. Only drank one there. I took three home, but it's fine. Okay. Just not making sure everybody knows I'm not driving around Smyrna reckless. You know, what else? We won something else. I don't know. It was awesome.
It's a winning weekend.
I won all weekend long.
And hell yeah!
And Saturday we had the little shower for my brother and his fiance for their wedding coming up next month. So that was cool. Got together with everybody. Yeah, man.
It's all around winning.
It was a great
dog.
Weekend.
Hell
it was,
yeah.
It was a great weekend.
A winning weekend.
Yeah, one of the all time.
Somebody in Atlanta was winning.
Yeah. Honestly, I didn't even know that the Braves played Saturday night until I got up Sunday.
Because
we went to bed pretty early, and I guess they started at 10:30.
Yes. Yes. And I was trying to hang in and hang on and all that stuff. But yeah, Saturday went out with the boys and hanging out down here in Midtown, actually.
Got
a cigar shop right down the street down here. So we were hanging out down here, watched the Derby. That craziness with that, and then all of a sudden you get back home, and it's like, oh, what's the damn Braves game?
Yeah.
By the time we got back, it was going in.
We were sitting there, and, you know, it was probably like 6:30, and Jim and Julie were down, my wife's folks, and Jim's like on his app, and he was like, weather's about to get real bad in about 15 minutes.
Right.
I was like, oh, I thought maybe it passed, and then it went crazy. Like, it dumped for a couple hours. I was surprised they even played, but obviously with scheduling, and I think the Braves already had one rained out earlier in the year, so you got to try to get it in. Do you excuse the 10-3 because it was so late at night?
I'm not.
No.
I'm not, but I mean.
It was weird.
It was a weird game.
It's weird to play. And their body clocks are West Coast, so that's 7:30 for them.
So they had the advantage.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're better.
I think I would go with that one more. But I mean, you need to go get Friday night. I mean, they should have won the game.
Yep.
Elder was fine.
Yep. Holmes. Holmes pitched really well.
Didn't he, like, the first inning, he strikes out, bam, bam, bam. Yep. And it's like, oh, it's on. Again, back to the can't generate any enough offense. We just talked about Saturday. They just got bludgeoned. Then last night, Austin Riley, two home runs. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you were able to hang on. I know when, you know, you get a man on third with one out and Raffy's in.
Hey, three straight appearances without giving up a home run.
Raffy's in. You're like, oh, hell.
Three straight appearances without giving
up
a home run.
That base runner wasn't completely his fault.
I know that. But he was
although it was good contact on the ball, but it goes in and out of Ozzie's glove.
Yeah, Ozzie got to make
it. Not an error either.
It would have been a tough play. It would have been a tough play for Ozzie.
Right.
But, yeah, Raffy. One out, man on third. Come on.
Iggy bobblehead week, he by did the way.
Is it really?
He had to show out and show up.
Had to. Had to.
Thursday night.
Now, if it goes rough before Thursday, do they shuffle him?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Because it's not going to go rough. Because the bobblehead pose is the reach into the sky.
It is always sad when they do a bobblehead and the guy's either hurt or he's gone already.
Yes.
Like sometimes guys have been traded or whatever, or they're having a terrible year.
Yes.
Look, I mean.
Rossi got it done, baby.
The series didn't go great. It went better than the one out there did. And, you know, I'll be honest about it. The one out there went about the way that it should have given the talent gap.
Yeah.
This series this weekend went about the way that it should have because the talent gap is still there. It's smaller than it was at the beginning of the season because you got guys back and, you know, some of your pitchers are pitching a little bit better, certainly Elder right now. But the Dodgers are still better than the Braves are right now. Like, there's just, you know, there's not any debating that.
How close does Ronnie and Spencer put him to him?
Right. That's the question.
I think because that's the
question.
I mean,
you're going to play him again. Yeah. And you're closer now than you were when you got swept on the West Coast.
Yeah.
You're still, you know, you still got beat 2 out of 3, but Friday was anybody's game. And then you won last night. So, you know, it's not like they're worlds away from you, but they're still significantly better.
Yeah.
Without
a lot of their dudes.
Without their full complement of players as well, as far as their pitching staff goes. So, yeah, that's what it is. Like, you have to bank on Ronald Acuna coming back, that sort of having a trickle-down effect on everyone in the lineup, Spencer Strider being back, that fortifying your rotation, Sale didn't pitch in the series. That would have been nice to have, like you were talking about last week, would have been nice to have him in one of those games. Although you got really good starting pitching on Friday and on Sunday.
Yeah.
And honestly, like Schwellenbach got run early for sure, but like, man, that lineup is just disgusting. Yeah. Like he didn't pitch that bad,
but
those guys are just
that good.
So good.
That good.
Like they're just, they turn that lineup over, man. You got Austin Barnes batting ninth last night. You flip it over, and you got Ohtani, Betts, Freeman, Teoscar, and Muncy.
Yes.
That's disgusting.
It's just trying to get out of there without disaster.
Honestly.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And that was my question. You know, I woke up this morning thinking about this this series was, like, how close does Ronnie and Spencer put you and obviously the guys continue to play better and Meadows playing a little bit better. How close does that put you to them?
I think it comes down to what Ronnie are you getting?
Right.
Right.
And it's hard.
If it's 2 years ago.
Yeah, of course.
Then you're right there with him.
But then do you remember
him and Shohei are the two best players and Judge are the three best players in the world. If it's 3 years ago coming back from injury,
that's
Ronald
the one
Acuna,
you worry about.
Then you know you're probably not as going to be as good as them.
Right, it's going to be a struggle, and that's what you always think about when you're coming off of a serious injury is how long does it take to get comfortable? Not necessarily with the injury itself, but getting that rhythm back, getting all those things back, because you can only get so much in rehab stints as far as the live pitching and the intensity of a damn baseball game itself. And so that was the biggest thing. And I know any new updates on either one of those guys?
I didn't see anything over the weekend. Yeah. And I read Dave O'Brien's big weekend recap last night and listened to some of what Grant had to say yesterday. And I still haven't seen they're still talking about how he's working on
flexibility, his quads. Like that. Yeah,
he's really working on quad strength because obviously, you know, you want to make sure everything's up to snuff strength-wise before you get back out there and start playing. But, yeah, I mean, you know, every week that goes by, they doesn't start rehab. It's another week that goes – not rehab. He's doing rehab. But every week that goes by, they doesn't start his rehab
assignment
in AAA is another week that we don't have him with the big club.
Right.
So, and that's another week away from him being peak Ronnie. Because that's what it is. Like, it's – okay, the rehab start or the stuff in the minor leagues is going to help him get ready to play in the big leagues. Playing in the big leagues is going to start his track back to being, you know, however close to his full self that he can be. And you're just hoping by September he can be as close to his full self as possible. Because that'd be the next – or October would be the next time you'd play these guys.
Right.
And, you know, you just got to hope he's –
yeah,
he's up there.
Said May, Andy. It's the what is it? May 6th,
5th, Cinco de Mayo. Is
it 5th? Oh, that's Cinco de Mayo. Duh, Randy, you just went and bought all the damn stuff for tacos tonight.
Yeah,
but I mean, you got so we got 25 more days,
26 more
26
days,
26 more days. Okay,
this month. So 20, like
26 more
like
days,
4
in May.
Weeks.
Okay, that's plenty of time.
But it's like a 3 week ramp up. When
that's all you need.
Okay,
that's all you need. And more
could still be May.
More. Yeah, I mean, they said May. They didn't give us a specific time in May. And then nobody really technically said May. I think we read May.
Oh, we read it?
Did anybody actually, like, from over there say May?
I don't know. Maybe
but
not.
It's around May.
Around
sometime
May.
In May.
Oh, well, okay. Around May is also June. June's around May. It touches it.
See, there we go. trying to extend something that we don't need to extend.
I don't – look, it's not up to us, obviously. It's not up to them either. It's up to – Ronald Acuna's quads at this point, it seems like.
But, I mean, that's
he borrow some quads from Spencer.
Because he got plenty of them.
Plenty of quads.
Yeah, plenty of quads. But that's always the thing is that them damn knee injuries, having to go through it, just building up everything around it. And because that's you don't use it for so long.
Right.
But, when you look at how this team is, I mean, we talked about, like, Elder has been fine.
Been fine.
Yep, he has.
His last four starts, he's been really good.
He's been fine. Been really good. Like that. You know,
I honestly don't know how he does it. Because you watch him pitch, and it's like – that I mean,
maybe the batters are like that too. I know he ain't finna throw that.
Nah, he's not gonna throw that.
He's not gonna throw that.
Nah, he was sharp yesterday, man.
Oh, okay.
He had all his stuff working. I'll tell you who I hadn't seen pitch before until Saturday was Roky Sasaki.
Dude, he got
that
gas.
Got junk. Yeah, he throws 97. I don't know what that little like knuckle
shooto.
Whatever that was, that what it's called, the shooto?
I don't know. I just remember that off Mr. Baseball.
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah, you got me.
well done.
But I don't know. His windup's all funky. Yeah. Like he had guys baffled.
Yes.
Like Sean Murphy struck out looking and started walking back to the dugout before the ball even hit the catcher's
mitt. Like,
he was like, "Well, it's a strike. I got nothing."
Well, damn.
Eli White hit a triple on a swing that he didn't even mean to make because he got fooled so bad, but he dinked it down the right field line. By the way, he's playing great.
Yes, he is.
Eli White's really
got to give him some. Got to give Eli his props.
Yeah, give him credit.
Give him his credit.
He's batting 304,
but
he did strike out three times yesterday.
There it is.
But they won.
More important than anything, they won, and Raffy didn't blow it. I know that runner wasn't his. Whatever.
Three appearances in a row for him without a home run.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
That's
Iggy was pretty crisp.
All right, we got to. That wasn't it, was it? Okay. We'll come back and tell you what's trending, including what Brian Snitker's talking about here.
Oh, no.
Come on, Snit. We're rusty on our Snit teases. Oh, no.
When he's pulling balls, that's not him, really.
Okay.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Into this one, left field with a lot of carry. Touch of all time, Austin Riley. His seventh, and he picks up RBI 21 and 22. Elder punches out the side. Riley delivers a bomb. It's 2-0. Swing and another drive. Deep center field.
There's ESPN
Mike. This one. Second two-run home run of the night. It's Austin Riley, 4, and the Dodgers, nothing.
Well, yeah, he uses a big part of the ballpark. He's not a pull guy. When he's pulling balls, that's not him, really. When he stays in that State Farm sign and right there where those homers are, he's fixing to get hot.
Yeah.
He's fixing.
He's hot.
I love it.
There's no question. He's hot right now. Saw a stat this morning that in the first 9 games of the year when the Braves were 1-8, Austin Riley had his power numbers were all down. He was batting like 120, just wasn't hitting the ball hard at all. Since then, they're 14-10,
mm-hmm.
and Austin Riley is tearing the cover off the baseball.
It's amazing.
Like one of the hot hitters in baseball right now. And for him to have those two home runs yesterday, they needed every single one of them. You knew when they got out to a four-run lead early, you're going to maybe want a couple more as the game went on.
They can't do it, though.
You knew the Dodgers were going to get back into it, and they did. But four was enough.
Yep.
Four was enough. It held up in the end, and they avoid the sweep, pick up one in the weekend series against the Dodgers. One in the season series against the Dodgers. They're 3-10 against the Dodgers in the last 2 years. So kind of just a reminder of you're playing better. You're still not there.
Yep. That's
those guys are the best.
That is the thing to realize, that you're just not there yet. And as we were just talking in the last segment, I mean, you look at the Braves, you're without two of your big dogs, though. You're without two of the most important, best players on your baseball team. And I don't know how close that brings you to this team. But they did get the one, and that's the most important thing. They their first series loss was the last five, right?
That's right.
All right. And so, you know, and we talked about it on Friday as far as measuring stick. And I think it'll be a lot different when they play the Dodgers again, because more likely you're going to have Spencer and you're going to have Ronnie on those teams to add with what's already going on, especially a guy like Austin Riley who's got it going, Bunk. Mm-hmm. He's got it going right now, man. And we just got to get a couple other guys to come along with them, power number, especially Matt Olson. I know he hit one this weekend, but still need a little bit more out of that big bat at first. But, yeah, I mean, they are they're just – I don't want to say hanging in there, but because now you're, what, 3 games under 500 now?
Yep.
And who's coming up?
The Cincinnati Reds.
There we go. And, I mean, De La Cruz is coming to town. And that's a bad somebody right there.
He's a good player.
But overall,
they're off to an okay start this year.
They're better than what you think they would be, but that guy there is a damn problem.
Yes.
He's a damn problem. And it's going to be fun to watch and fun to see him play here. But, yeah, this is a winnable series for the damn Braves. I think they should go out there and let's get Cincinnati out of here at 500.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, let's get Cincinnati out of here at 500.
That'd be great. AJ Smith-Shawver on the mound tonight.
Let's go, Young Bucks. So obviously he's feeling better after that line drive off the elbow and everything.
Good to see that he didn't have to miss a start.
Yeah, I saw Grant's tweet about him playing catch and everything, good. So that was a good sign yesterday.
Braves and the Dodgers, since the opening week of the season when the Braves were 0-7 and the Dodgers were 8-0, same record since then. Mm. Both of them are 15-11 since then. Now they play different teams and all that kind of stuff, but this is a good measurement of the Braves. Certainly,
the Padres still kicking everybody's teeth in
better than they were. No, the Padres are kind of dipped a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, no, the Dodgers are the best record in baseball right now. I think, let me check this real quick and then we'll get on to some other stuff. But the Dodgers lead in that division over the Rockies currently is 17 games.
Yeah. Oh, not surprised by that.
I mean,
not surprised by
but
that.
To be 17 games out of first place on Cinco de Mayo is outrageous.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing
more like this, Stinko de Mayo we're for trying, the Dodgers.
We're figuring out what they want.
I mean,
they're,
for the Rockies.
They're taking for somebody. The Rockies, they're taking for somebody. Like, they're God.
Arch Manning.
That's what irked me so much about losing that damn game to them.
Oh, I know.
They just like, I bet even they were like, damn, dog. You know what this does?
Come on.
Come on, man.
We're supposed to lose.
We're supposed to lose.
They actually won two in a row.
Really?
They beat the Braves in the final game of that series, and then they beat the Giants in the opening game of that series.
Damn.
They call it two in a row. Then they lost three straight.
Yeah. I bet that management's like, hey, man, we're trying to get to whoever out there, right? Stop winning.
Yeah.
All right, we got to beat out the White Sox or somebody.
All right. Let's listen to the way that the 151st running of the Kentucky Derby ended.
Sovereignty has taken the lead. Journalism is second toward the inside. My ace is third, but it will be Sovereignty to rule the Kentucky Derby. Journalism and My Ace were next. Final Gambit was fourth. The final time was 202.31 seconds.
Nice run, man. Journalism, I think, he was favorite, if I'm not mistaken, on Saturday.
Another loss for journalism.
Yeah, but but it was so different because Mike Tirico got sick or something,
right,
and couldn't call it,
right,
and everything.
Isn't that weird?
But yeah, it's always crazy because you're like, damn, you want a perfect weather derby. No, couldn't happen that time.
Couldn't have been more sloppy
and everything like that. But yeah, overall, good. I mean, ever since I saw, you know, if I get a hold of something, start watching something, it makes me more interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was all in on this because I watched the Netflix 5-part series like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, cool.
About even though it was last year's races, but yeah, got me all into it. So yeah, got an opportunity to sit and watch it. Up there screaming like I had some money on one of them horses, which I didn't, because you know I don't believe in give my money no animal unless it's my dog. But you know, that was an outstanding race.
That's a belief.
You know, that's a belief I have. If it ain't my dog, I ain't giving.
Randy's
not
like giving $5 to a squirrel.
Hell no.
You kidding me?
You're damn right I won't. No, I would not. But that damn Nico. Expensive as he is, because he might need a job. How he be damn eating?
I bet.
Yeah, hey man.
I bet. I can't imagine how much a dog that big would eat.
He eats, and he has to have his fan on him.
Well, he's
a fan.
We
got air condition.
Got a lot of hair.
Got air condition. Go sit right there in front of it. Come get you if the fan ain't on. What the hell? What you on? Come get you if the fan ain't on.
Burmese mountain dog, yes. Right? Like he's supposed to be in the colds of the mountains.
Not that.
You guys got him in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, come get you if the
fan. That's not even summer yet.
If the fan ain't on, he come get you and everything.
All right. Let's. Well, this is a good highlight because of the way that this guy played too, but this guy right here was not the star of the game. We'll talk about him in a minute.
Comes left, crossover dribble, crossover again, step back, takes a three under, DeRozan, it's good! Curry nails it, and it's 91-74, the Warriors have their largest lead of the game right now.
They just went in there and just, like, if the Rockets don't get some shooters.
Yeah.
They, because, pretty much the Warriors just dared them to shoot.
They did.
They dared them to shoot. And they couldn't get
it done. They went six. They made six threes, and I think three of them were in like the final two minutes when it was pretty much over.
Yeah, they just dared it. But I mean, for them, because I mean, the way they tricked off Game Six, talk about Golden State, you're like, oh, come on, man. And then you got to go to Game Seven, and then obviously we go. I'm just excited because when you were talking before the show, Draymond Green and Rudy Gobert.
Yeah.
Now, I just want to know, like, because Dre's going to start. Rudy ain't going to do nothing.
No. Rudy's already done what Rudy's done.
Rudy.
What did he do? He just exists, right? Yeah.
No, I don't got a problem.
For Draymond. Oh, Draymond, what is there?
Nothing.
I know that they have a history. Draymond tried to choke him out and all that.
He choked him.
But why? Just because he's Rudy?
No.
Which I don't have a problem with.
What happened was that Dre, when you start seeing red and you get so mad, all he saw was the back of Rudy and Rudy going after one of his team.
Right, but he was hoping Rudy would.
But
he had been calculating that for years.
That's what I'm saying, because all Rudy did was turn.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rudy wasn't nowhere in that instigation. Yeah. He was standing around the pile.
And Draymond saw it.
And Draymond saw it open and
choked this giant French guy out. I just don't. My question is, where did it start?
I don't know.
What planted the seed
I don't know.
Draymond's heart for Rudy Gobert?
I don't know.
And where can I get some of those seeds?
Because it's going to be.
Because I feel the same way about Rudy Gobert.
It's going to be a battle of who gets more Texas game, him or Ant-Man. Now, I'm going to throw more flagrants in there for Draymond, because Draymond slapped the hell out of Blaine.
How you passing
the ball and slap somebody? he done yank damn Jalen Green down by his brains.
Jalen Green got his hair pulled.
Yeah.
So, and only one of those things got called, by the way.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, Dre is – that's what he has to do this game, though, because you look at this big, young, athletic team. I mean, obviously, the Lakers don't have Steph Curry and all those other things, but they got the same big advantage, athletic advantage. And then they got this guy who's, like, sending people home, who's, like, checking off the legends list.
He does.
He's checking off the legends list. Yeah. Man. He's like, check.
We got KD up out of here last year.
Yep.
We got LeBron and Luka in the first round.
Yep. And now Steph.
All right, Steph.
Steph and Dre next.
Come on.
Because this dude different, man.
He is. He's different. It's whatever. Face of the league stuff is all dumb. But, like, he's the next guy.
Yeah.
Like, and I know Luka and him are the same age, but I don't know, man.
Yeah.
You can't. I'll take. You give me the pick, I'm taking him.
Yeah.
He won all, what
the young folks say, all the smoke.
Yes.
And he's a young folk. Want all the smoke.
And he keeps getting it.
Yeah, dog.
And he keeps winning.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that's going to be a good one.
I think all the series are going to be great. I think all of the second round playoff series are going to be.
Even the Knicks in Boston?
I think the Knicks will probably beat them in five or six, but Knicks? I think the games will be pretty good. Uh-huh. Sorry. I think the Celtics will beat them in five or six, but I think the games will be okay.
Okay.
You don't think so? You think they're just kind of – but the Celtics are so banged up.
No. I saw Wendy talk about it this morning. No Celtics on the injury report.
Okay, but that's fine.
But they were all on the injury report last game.
They could not write their names down, but Jaylen Brown got an injection in his knee 2 weeks ago.
Is Karl-Anthony Towns going to let him drop this series?
No.
All right.
No, it's too late. Right, we're too far down the road for that.
Yeah, all right.
Well, let's come back and talk about these games. Because we haven't even mentioned the guy who, Caribbean Clay,
smiling,
last night.
Just smiling.
Buddy Hield, 9 threes? What?
Yes.
That's outrageous. What a legendary performance for Buddy Hield last night in an elimination game. And I need to apologize for it. To everyone,
yes,
for saying
do.
Anything good about the Clippers ever. What an idiot. What an absolute moron. All right, we'll come back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday, soon to be Monday afternoon. We'll get to an NFL no huddle in just about 20 minutes. We got a little Zach Robinson on Kyle Pitts audio to get to at 12:20 as a Kyle Pitts discussion will be had. And then we'll get to the back page with Bo coming up in about an hour as well. Make sure to start the weekend with Dukes and Bell this Friday with a special broadcast at Twin Peaks in Buckhead, breaking down the weekend's NBA and NHL playoff action.
Yeah, man.
We're going to be talking. Ooh. Oh, that was crazy.
Whoa, that was so. Oh, my God.
I feel so bad for the St. Louis Blues, man.
Goodness gracious.
They were up 2 goals with 2 minutes to go.
Goodness gracious.
They were up 1 goal with 2 seconds to go.
Seconds.
Yeah. The Stanley Cup playoffs really are just phenomenal.
Yes.
Every single year.
Yes.
And it was a 2-goal lead given away on Saturday just as well, like, in the Dallas game.
Oh.
Crazy. Anyway, Check out Dukes of Bell at Twin Peaks. You could be part of it. That's Dukes of Bell, Twin Peaks, and Buckhead Friday from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
But other, I mean, we're talking other sports. I mean, the Miami Grand Prix was yesterday. Obviously, Mike Bell's down there. Great race. It's McLaren's world right now. I can tell you that, man, because, you know, Oscar and Lando go 1-2. And there was another, and boxing, man, it was awful.
Was it bad?
It was so bad. It wasn't nobody punching.
I saw a Batmobile.
Yeah. Oh, that was Ryan Garcia who got his ass whooped and went out there crying.
So he rode in a Batmobile and then got beat up?
Yep.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Bad luck.
But it wasn't a bad beat up. He just lost. Okay. But he got knocked down, double left hook.
By the guy with Marty McFly boots.
Yes.
Did you see him? Yes. Were they legit?
Yes. They were nice.
Were they cool?
Yeah. They didn't keep him up right.
Oh.
like Biff hit his ass. Like Biff hit him. But yeah, man, boxing, they got to
figure something. That's the second Biff reference that someone has made around me in like 2 days.
Really?
It's great.
They got to figure something out with boxing.
More Biff.
I swear to you. But yeah, it was
Scotty like, Scheffler set the
Scotty Scheffler was
PGA record for lowest score.
Like really?
Yeah.
Like he
just beating up on
just
everybody.
Beat up on everybody at home. Like I'm at the career. Let me go on down here. It was called the TCU something.
Well, it's the Byron Nelson Classic. But then they got a new title for it.
Okay.
I don't know. The sponsors always change and I'm like, I kind of gave up on keeping up with it. You know?
Uh-huh.
Like when I it's the same thing with stadiums. Like, I don't know.
Everything's crypto to me.
It was Safeco when I used to go to it. I can't call it what it is
Mercedes-Benz.
Now. Yeah, it's Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah.
And it is still over there. But then the one in New Orleans is still to me. It's a Super
Little Caesars.
Little Caesars, I guess.
Little Caesars or something.
People still call State Farm Phillips all the time.
Not Lil. Just Caesars.
Oh, just Caesars. My bad.
Oh, it's not Little Caesars?
It's not the pizza place. It's the casino.
But there is a Little Caesars. That's in Detroit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's one of their arenas in Detroit, Little Caesars. Sorry. My bad, Bo. My bad. But quick to check. My bad.
Yeah.
My
I don't know. Whatever. Just, it's where the team plays, you know? I'm not beholden to these corporations.
As long as I'm not getting
any money for it.
Exactly. But, I mean, every 2 or 3 years, I mean, it's got a new name for something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it State Farm? Phillips.
Used to be Phillips.
This is Phillips. It was always Phillips to me. And I'll still say
Phillips. Some people, if they go back far
Omni.
Enough, will still call it the Omni.
Yeah, the Omni. Was the Omni in the same place?
Close
over there, wasn't it? Yeah, but no.
Maybe it was. I don't know.
Yeah. Didn't go to a lot of Hawks games growing up. Mm-hmm. You know, couldn't really, mama couldn't really swing them $3.
Yeah.
That was back when they were.
That was a long drive for us.
That was to go see the Sonics?
We went to some Sonics games.
Oh, yeah. Where the hell y'all staying?
Yeah, no, we went to some Sonics games. I was just saying it has been really long to go to the Hawks.
Yeah, we know. I might have been like 7 or 8 when I went on first. One of the only Hawks game growing up as a kid. And, I mean, I don't know. I couldn't even tell you. I know Dominique was on the team.
Okay.
But I can tell you another one. Maybe Doc Rip? But, no, I think Spud was on the team. Tree Rollins there? I can't remember. I just love Tree Rollins because Tree, when he was in Orlando and he's a player coach.
Oh, yeah.
And Tree be out there with the clipboard in full uniform.
You know who's a player coach right now? And no disrespect to Adelman, who's holding down the bench right now after they fired Malone. But Jokic is the coach of that team.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's making substitutions.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, we need Gordon. Get Gordon back in here. He's waving guys on, sending guys off. Like,
I did not know that.
He's in full control of that basketball team right now, which is fine. He should be.
You want to get your apologies out early?
Yeah. Let me just apologize to the listeners of this radio show for falling for stupidity. Like, why did I think that James Harden and the Clippers could do anything other than be James Harden and the Clippers?
Because they had to get to a game 7.
I thought Kawhi was enough to counteract it.
No.
I thought Kawhi.
Andy, if he would have went 2 for 18 or something, or 2 for 20.
Yeah.
He barely shot the damn ball.
Yeah, he did. And I thought that would actually be the better case.
Right.
Like, I thought, okay, James can go 2 for 8 as long as Kawhi plays great.
Yes.
Kawhi played okay, but he didn't play great. The thing about it is they just got no help whatsoever on the road from, like, Norman Powell.
You said that on Friday Zubox, that he had to play well.
And Derrick Jones. And, like, honestly, their second-best guy after Kawhi yesterday was Bogey. Like, Bogey actually came off the bench and wasn't scared. Like, everybody else was playing so passive. It was like, one of the most depressing Game 7 performances that I remember. It's like they didn't even want to be there.
Yeah.
Like, there was no fight at all.
What was worse, this performance by James or the one in Houston?
Oh, the Houston one.
Yeah, okay.
For sure.
Yeah.
But I just think this, I don't know. It was weird. It was like, did they think that there was a Game 8
or something?
I don't
know. But they, I mean.
Because there was less urgency on that basketball team than I've ever seen a team in Game 7
before. Especially a Ty Lue coach.
Yeah.
And you know.
And Kawhi was a great player.
Got, I mean, their owner, he flew all these people there so they could have some fans there and everything like that, and they just got their butt kicked.
Yeah, they got stomped.
And then Russell Westbrook just like the last dagger. Russ gets a breakaway, dunks the ball. I'm watching the game at this, dunks it, hangs on the rim, turns around, pulls up, let's go, and says, blank y'all, give me a tech.
Yeah, called his own tech.
Yes.
And then started cussing out the Clippers.
Give me a tech, yeah, because y'all wanted James over me. Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. And now, you know, they got to resign him because James is a free agent this summer. Clippers got to bring him back.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, they got to bring him back.
I don't know what they do.
But, yeah, I mean
they've taken – I mean, they have to – as long as Kawhi's still there, like, you got to keep trying to go for it.
Yeah.
I think you kind of see what it is.
But I like the fact that, they're, you know, you got the two probably MVP favorites going back mm-hmm. and forth. We ain't seen OKC in forever.
Mm-mm.
You know, because they just demolished Memphis. And now you're in a situation where, you know, Joker's going to do his thing. We understand that. Is everybody's going to come with him?
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing about this series right here. Both the MVP guys going to do their thing.
I think that's right.
Who's coming with
them? I think that's right. I think that what you saw in that Game 7 for the Nuggets was one of the recipes that won them the championship a couple of years ago was, I think, obviously you can count on Jokic. It feels like you can pretty much count on Jamal Murray in the playoffs. He had that one great game. But he's been really solid. But it's when you get, like, Michael Porter Jr. playing,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he looked like Michael Porter Jr. for the first time. I know he's been dealing with a shoulder injury, but he looked like the guy that helped them win a championship a couple years ago. When you get Gordon playing like he was playing and being so helpful and so physical on defense. And then again, like, the Russell Westbrook scale has to tilt in the positive direction.
Because this is a former team.
Yeah.
This is a former team. Now
he's going to lose it a couple times. He's going to, and by lose it, I mean like maybe even lose you a game because he's just going to do crazy stuff in the fourth quarter. But he was a net positive in that series and certainly in Game 7. So I don't know, man. Like they're such a weird team because they just haven't put it together like they did in that game for stretches over the last couple of years. But you see it.
Yeah.
Like you see how they won the championship. Yeah. And look, Christian Braun, dude. Christian Braun was unbelievable that game.
But they got that guy. They got the guy who initiates all the things. He's a big man, stands up top. Because you know what he wants. He wants to get his teammates involved. Mm-hmm. He knows that he can get a bucket on anybody anytime he wants, pretty much, for the most part. He likes – when he's getting everybody – he averaged another damn triple-double in this series. When he's able to get his teammates involved, that's when Denver's at their best. But like I said, Jamal Murray, he's a playoff guy. He's a playoff guy now. Who guards him? They got a lot of wings that can stick with him, and even Shea in this series and everything. So that's going to be the one thing. And Shea, he didn't have his best series against Memphis. He didn't really need to.
No, he didn't need to.
And so I'm interested to see what does Chet do, because as long as Chet don't have to guard nobody, mm-hmm. especially Joker, because Joker going to eat him alive, mm-hmm. you know, and punish his little skinny ass, can he get it going? Williams, is he going to be the legit number two in this game?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think a lot of people look at him as a guy who max-ish or whatever like that.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to be a guy that can step up? Because this is when you get those max, when you do things like this, because other teams look at him like, maybe he can be our number one.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe he can be our number one.
Yeah. Smart teams have him as your third. Dumb teams have him as their
exactly,
one.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Maybe he can be our one.
Last night was one of my favorite Steph Curry games that I've seen. And there's a million of them. I don't know. Everybody's got probably 10 to choose from. But, like, for him as a legend of the game in a Game 7 to be okay with – kind of just being taken out of the first half of that game mm-hmm. and be like, you know what? If they're going to guard, they're double teaming him off the ball sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, we'll just play 4-on-4 and I think my guys can do it. And then he hit that one shot at the end of the half and it was like, all right, he figured it out a little bit. And then he went off in the second half. I think he had 20 points in the second half. But I mean, if Buddy Hield hits 9 threes on you and the Rockets as a team make 6.
There's Steph.
You're going to lose.
There's Clay.
Caribbean Clay.
Yeah, but I mean, I think, you know, when you look at Steph, he even set it up. This is probably one of his hardest matchups because they were everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, they were face guarding them. And they know the Golden State's like this, like that motion offense, especially up top and everything, and they were just sticking with him the whole time and not allowing him to get free. And then once he got free, didn't have a lot of time where he had to get the shot off. But look at it all around. He just played well. He played well, facilitating, being a decoy. That pass he threw from behind his head back to Buddy was awesome. But I think that, you know, Minnesota has that.
Now, oh yeah.
But they're bigger.
Minnesota has size. Yes. I don't know what
they
Golden State's going to do.
Athletic. Yeah, as what what Houston does. So that's going to be the thing right there. I know, you know, a lot of people think, well, Ant's going to guard Steph. There's no way in hell I'm letting Ant-Man guard Steph.
No way.
There's no way. Until it's like late in the game or something. Yeah, I'm not letting letting him run all day with Steph.
No way.
No damn way in hell.
Yeah.
You tried that last year with Kyrie.
Here's a good idea. Let's let Ant run 4 miles.
Yes.
And then also try to lead us in scoring.
Yes.
No,
we're not going to do that.
No, we're not doing that.
We're not going to do that.
No, but they look, Minnesota's got length. They've got dudes that can defend. If Jaden McDaniels plays the way that he played in that first round, they can go to the conference finals. And yeah. I think that they will. I think Minnesota's probably going to be able to outlast Golden State. I think it's going to be a great series.
It's 6-7. Minnesota has home field, home court advantage and everything like that. But yeah, this is about that boy from Georgia who is just like he wants it. And he'll let you know he wants it. And don't care if you know he wants it.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do.
Nothing you can do about it.
He's legit one of the best five players in the world.
And that's going to be a fun matchup. Him and Jimmy, that's going to be a real fun matchup.
You know, that's
going to
be a great
Jimmy going
matchup.
Back to Minnesota and all those different things. I know you're talking about, like, I got to figure out how to get my coffee machine there or whatever, which is pretty funny. But, yeah, that matchup right there. And then just, you know, the whole Draymond, Rudy Gobert, Draymond, Ant-Man dynamic of what Draymond did. His teammates feed off of that. I know they had a players only meeting before game 7. He apologized. I bet everybody was looking at him like, whatever, Dre.
We won. Yeah, we're good.
We need you to do stuff like that.
You're gonna have to go crazy.
You're gonna have to do that. Yeah. Somebody,
right.
I mean,
that's one of your tools in your toolbox. It's not offense.
Yeah, no, it's not.
You're not doing that.
No, he started the game 2 big 3s though.
He did.
It ain't that better.
Because it's not a jumper.
Yeah, it's a pushy.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
It's like a little pushy shot. But, it went in. And then, you know, once you get that arm swinging and all of that stuff, he's going to get a couple of flavors.
Let me ask you this, because I think this series, in terms of the four of them, probably has, like, the least sparkle just because it's Indiana and Cleveland.
I'm telling you, watch out, Cleveland.
Is Cleveland in trouble?
Yes,
because
they are. How long is Garland out?
Well, they said that if it was, like, in the regular season, he might be out for a couple of weeks, but they're going to probably play him next game. It's a toe injury. I mean, for a shifty kind of offense point guard.
Because Spider can ball. But Spider took 30 shots yesterday.
You don't want him taking 30 shots.
30 shots to get 30 points?
Yeah, you don't want that.
But I'm thinking about Indiana is that they got two all players, really good role players, and a hell of a coach.
Yes.
Coach. And you can talk about people wanting to talk about overrated and all this. Halliburton can ball.
I think
the Duke can ball.
Worst thing that happened in the Eastern Conference playoffs for the other teams was that coming out.
Yeah.
Because Halliburton's been playing well for like 4 months now, but
Duke
he's taken it to a different level in the playoffs. Here's the other thing about Indiana that I think tricks teams is, you know, I always talk about like who can dictate the style and all that kind of stuff. Like Indiana has a very specific way they want to play. They want to run. They want it to be open. Mm-hmm. Like it's really easy to get baited into doing that because it's fun.
But you can't do it.
You can't. Yep. You cannot allow Indiana to turn the game that you're playing against them into their style because they'll beat you at it.
Yes.
And especially over a 7-game series with one of your best players hurt, like you can't do
Where's Mobley at? He got to go. That's what I'm saying. Like he's your all-star player. He's your guy. I mean,
he played okay.
But he got it. But you talk about 50 shots between two guys. He should have been the guy with the 20.
Yeah, that's the biggest issue with having Darius Garland hurt. The shot distribution outside of Darius Garland gets really weird.
Yes.
And then you have Ty Jerome coming off the bench and taking 20 shots. Like Ty Jerome's a nice like spark plug player for sure, and he's had some performances. There was even one. I think it was against Miami in the first round where he went off, but he's a spark plug.
Yes.
He can't be your Robin to your Batman.
Exactly. Mobley should have had those 20 shots. Mm-hmm. Indiana, I mean, they stole game one.
They did.
And if you're telling me that if it was a regular season, Garland won't be out for 2 weeks, I mean, he's going to be hobbled the rest of the series.
Yeah. And again, it's a toe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he's going to be hard for him to be his
best.
Normal self.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think that series, that Cleveland's in trouble, man. I think Indiana's a tough out in that series for them. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.